This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, episode number 12 for 11 May 2010. And in this episode, Dr. Hall tells a story about his mentor, Dr. Kuhn, and a patient of his who suffered from encephalitis. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
For more testimonials about how Upper Cervical has helped patients, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com, where you can also hear interviews with prominent people in Upper Cervical, including Dr. Hall. Also, if you are a doctor and interested in having your own testimonial podcast, please click on the Services tab at UpperCervicalDocs.com. It's time for Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, where we hear amazing stories of how people have been helped through the power of an upper cervical correction. And I'm here with Dr. Hall. Hello, Dr. Hall.
Good evening, Dr. Hamrick. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Did it stop raining?
No, it just picked up again. It's been raining for a week.
Holy mackerel.
For an entire 7 days, from one Tuesday to the next Tuesday, it just keeps raining.
It does that in Seattle. I didn't know it did that in Missouri.
Well, what's your story for us today?
Well, I get to brag on a mentor of mine, Dr. Kuhn. And this story is actually from quite some time ago. And it goes something like this. This gentleman, friend of Dr. Kuhn's kid, had projectile reflux for quite some time growing up as a little one. And after finding out what Dr. Kuhn did, decided to give up her cervical whirl and went into Dr. Kuhn's office. And while he was waiting, there's a two-pronged part to this story. While he was waiting to go in for the consultation, there was a bassinet with this little girl, and he looked in there, and there were three little bore holes in her head, and he was like, man, what's going on with that gal, or that girl, I should say. And so he goes into consultation with Dr. Kuhn, and the first thing he asks when he gets in the room is, Dr. Kuhn, what's going on with that little girl with those bore holes in her head? And he said, oh, that's one of the kids that Mrs. Brown brings in here. And Mrs. Brown was a gal who would take, they call them crib kids from the state. They pay her a certain amount to take care of these kids. You know, they were really severely handicapped with hydrocephalus and cerebral palsy and, you know, the really severe cases where there was no one there to take care of them. And so to make a long story short, Dr. Kuhn ran through all the tests on this gentleman's child and got the kid corrected, and the reflux, like we would expect, quite quickly resolved, and that made that man and his wife's life a lot easier because they were able to sleep through the night. And fast forward about 4 years from that first visit in the office, the same gentleman was, now he was under care in the whole family, was in for just a routine checkup, and there was this little girl that was about 4 years old, and she was crawling around on the floor and happy as could be and had a little sparkle in her eye, and enough so that it kind of caught this guy's eyes. And when he went into the room, he said to Dr. Kuhn, who's that little girl, that redhead out there that's, you know, crawling around and seems so happy? And Dr. Kuhn says, well, do you remember that girl on your first visit that was in that bassinet with the holes in her head? That's that girl. Mm. And so that's kind of a tearjerker, because a lot of those kids that have that severe hydrocephalus don't make it. Mm-hmm. So when we say that upper cervical care can literally save someone's life, not in all cases, but in many cases it's true.
Mm-hmm. What was the time frame again?
Oh, there was a 4-year lapse between when he saw her that first day in the bassinet and 4 years later. My son is here. Hey, go downstairs. Okay, go bring it downstairs. I'm never doing this at home again. Yeah, so there was a 4-year lapse between when he saw the little girl in the bassinet, and I guess this will make it all interesting for the viewership, right?
Right.
they'll know it wasn't edited.
Well, remember, so my son made an appearance.
That's right.
Well, excellent story. Very inspiring.
Hopefully you didn't say any 4-word explicatives, though.
Yeah. Boy, that says something about parenting right there.
Yeah. Wasn't me, it's my wife.
Oh, okay. All right, Dr. Hall, we will see you next week.
This has been another episode of Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. Please subscribe to the podcast, write reviews, help Upper Cervical to get noticed by getting this podcast noticed. And again, if you're a doctor and you are interested in how you can have your own testimonial podcast for your website, for your clinic, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com and click on the Services tab and read how you can have a professionally produced podcast of your own.